Hello, and welcome to CWR Unplugged. My name is Ed Dunn, and I am delighted to host this weekend Saturday podcast. I'd like to talk a little about the topic of spiritual warfare. I have a friend who is constantly talking about spiritual warfare. He goes to church every Sunday. Evangelical denomination that he attends has men's groups and breakouts, and in the past trips to Promise Keepers and other such groups that have good values and good ideas to them. But a component of those groups and my friend's participation with those groups and in his particular denomination often lead to discussions around spiritual warfare. And I've been thinking about that in the context and what I hear on a weekend. And although it may be less than what my friend hears and talks about and walks out in his life, it's there. It's a subtle undercurrent of many of the teachings, and its emphasis, I believe, is incorrect. What do I mean by that? Well, illustrated by two books that I've read recently, Jesus and John Wayne by Christina Mez, and Andy Stanley's book, In It to Win It, both of these books talk about the militarization of Christianity. The model of the warrior, whether that be the prayer warrior or the warrior against spiritual forces, the entire emphasis of this way of being has a lot to do with what we do and very little focus on what has been done and what Christ did at the cross. It's all about being a warrior. It's all about reading Ephesians and on a daily basis putting on the armor of God and then stepping out the front door and taking it all on. And what the author of Ephesians says a number of things, which we'll talk about here, is, first of all, we're not warring against flesh and blood. We're warring against things that are beyond our physical matter. Second of all, the words there are put on. In other words, what we put on in terms of the armor of God and then to go and conduct spiritual warfare are items that have been given to us and provided for us. And we put them on by allowing them to help. We put them on by realizing Christ is the victor. Christ is the one that conquered death and conquered evil and took that all up into himself. And Christ is the one that gives us the faith, the righteousness, the elements that we're putting on, the spiritual gifts that come in metaphor with physical armaments, all point to what Jesus has provided and what Jesus has done. And I believe the emphasis is completely wrong in the way it's taught, and certainly the way my friend gets whipped up into a frenzy when he attends men's groups that talk about putting these things on and being prayer warriors and going to war with Satan, the demons, and all the evil forces in the world. So much of the emphasis is about what he is doing, or in my experience with church, what they are doing versus what's been done for us. And the rest and the peace and the anything but war life that we can enjoy resident in Christ Jesus and resident in Christ's victory and the victory that he has given to us. And so much of the time, the teaching, and so much of the time, the language that can be used is exactly opposite of what should be. It's not what we do. It's not how we war against forces beyond us. It's how Christ in us has done it, completed it, won the war, and invited us into a life of peace. Ironically, a life of peace, a life of finished work, and not a struggling, striving, white-knuckling day-to-day life and the facts and events and circumstances we face with, you know, a helmet on and a breastplate on and some arm protections and a sword drawn. That sword has been laid to rest at the cross of Christ. the victory has been won, and it is his victory that he gives us, then indwells us, and brings peace and a way of life that is anything but war. So I think about it as I've read these books that point just to that, that oftentimes evangelical religion loves to weaponize and to militarize Christianity, and that is not what we see as the right emphasis. The victory has been won. It's won by our Savior who indwells us, and we are invited into a life of peace, not warfare, and certainly not based on what we do or muster or cheer loudly together at some sort of a men's group. So there are some thoughts on the topic of spiritual warfare.
My name is Ed Dunn, and I have been delighted to host this segment of CWR Unplugged. Until next time, take care. We will talk again soon.